Hello and welcome again to another day of a podcast called When Heaven Speaks, in which we silence the voice of the earth and tune into the voice of heaven. We listen to the voice of God. God says, "My sheep knows my voice, and a strange voice you will not follow." We know his voice and we will follow him. Let us pray. Father, help us to choose to follow you daily. In everything we do and everything we say, everywhere we go, let us follow you. We take up our cross and we follow you, and we say yes to you, even when we don't know the way. Some are standing in a place of uncertainty, in a place of doubt, in a place of confusion. But God, you are the source of our strength, the strength of our life, and you are our compass. We thank you and we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to talk from a topic called Born of Pain, Called to Promise. Born of Pain, Called to Promise. I want to explore the tension between what was birthed in the flesh and what God promised by the Spirit. I want to talk about, amen, the separation, the clarity, and obedience in order to walk fully in the promises of God. Come from Genesis chapter 21, verse 10. 21 verse 10, but the scripture text is 8 through 21. But Genesis 21, 10 is what I focus on today. Again, born of pain, called to promise. Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. I want to deal with a woman by the name of Hagar. Hagar was a servant woman, a bondwoman, as the scripture just said. Hagar was a bondwoman of Sarah. Sarah and Abraham, God has spoken a word to them, saying, "You will give birth. And your nation, in you are nations, in you is greatness." But they waited some time. Abraham had gotten old. Sarah had gotten old. They were in their latter years, but God still made a promise to them. But because the promise did not come to pass in their timing, they thought that they would help God. Sarah called forth her bondwoman by the name of Hagar, had her sleep with her husband Abraham to help God in producing the promise. But birth to this was an Ishmael. Birth to this was not the son that God had spoken, because again, they tried to take things in their own hand and they were not walking in total obedience. But out of this came strife, out of this came envy, out of this came confusion. And that's where we pick up Genesis 21, verse 10. Cast out this woman, bondwoman, and her son. Abraham asked his wife Sarah, "How do you want to handle this?" And the Bible says Sarah handled it harshly. She was not happy about the decision she made and wanted the woman, the bondwoman, and her son to be gone. "For the son of this bondwoman should not be the heir with my son, even with Isaac," is what Sarah said. I want to deal with, amen, as we dig into this divine disruption between Ishmael and Isaac. What was born of human effort, Ishmael, and what was birthed through divine promise, Isaac. God is not cruel in calling for separation. He's clearing space for identity. Sometimes the pain of separation is the price of the promise. Sometimes your pain that God is separating you, calling you out, he's isolating you. To protect you, the pain of separation is the price of promise. I want you to understand, in this, every promise requires a parting. Every promise requires a parting. God told Abraham to send Hagar and Ishmael away, not because he didn't care, but because promise and compromise can't share the same house. Galatians 4:30, cast out the bondwoman and her son. God would never allow the temporary to block the eternal. There are some jobs, some relationships, coping habits, and even mindsets you've outgrown. What served in a past season can't serve your next season. God says every promise requires a pardon. Secondly, provision still follows the pardon. Hagar and Ishmael weren't abandoned, they were redirected. God met them in the wilderness with water, direction, and promise. Genesis 21:19 says, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water." Just because something ends doesn't mean God's hand is off it. God's hand is still on Hagar and Ishmael. Don't fear releasing what God told you to let go. This is for some parent today. This is for someone who's been holding on and you're trying to hold on to something that God says, let go. God, He has provision prepared in the wilderness, even for the things He told you to release. So provision still follows the pardon. But not only that, number three, your obedience protects the inheritance. If Abram had kept both sons together, it would have blurred the distinction between flesh and promise. How do I know? Romans 9 and 8 says the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Obedience preserves legacy. Disobedience creates confusion. You're not just making hard decisions for today. You're protecting what your future and your family's future can inherit for tomorrow. It's time to make that decision, my brother. It's time to make that decision, my sister. Sometimes God has to separate you from what you created to make room for what He's promised. I prophetically declare to you will no longer live in divided space. What was born of your flesh will not compete with what God birthed by promise. As you walk in obedience, clarity is coming, doors are opening, and your legacy is being secured. Let us pray. Father, give us the strength to let go of what no longer aligns with your promise. Heal our hearts where separation hurts, and open up our eyes to see your provision even in dry places. We trust your plan. We trust your promise. And we trust your timing. In Jesus' name, amen. Heaven has spoken. When the past starts knocking, remember, your promise doesn't need permission to move forward. Walk in it boldly. Forget those things that are behind you. Stretch towards those things that are before you. God blessings. When heaven speaks, tune in again tomorrow as we continue to proclaim what the word of God is saying. The Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, may the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. May God lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.